The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Friday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Joe Sebilia, with news guy Al Gattullo, and traffic with Debbie Duhame. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
It's the way we're feeling this morning, baby. Little Zeppelin.
How many more times?
Yeah.
Treat me the way you wanna do.
Crank it up. Crank it up, baby. We're fired up this morning on the radio.
How many more times? Treat me the way you wanna do.
Hey, Joe Piscopo on the radio with Al Gattullo and Joey Sebilia and Debbie Duhame. A lot going on. There is so much going on, and my hearts go out to the nine airmen who died in that Black Hawk helicopter crash. And we're going to talk to Colonel Jack Jacobs about that. What happened? It was a training mission in Kentucky. Our hearts go out there. There was an insurrection, and that's exactly what it was. There was a trans movement of vengeance. And so stay with me for a second. Yeah, the trannies, whatever, I don't know, they just went into the capitals, Kentucky and Tennessee, and started rioting. Did you see anything about that? Anybody arrested about that? Anybody still in jail about that? I mean, that is the exact same thing that happened there, happened January 6th, and nothing, and we hear nothing. And not only that, after, I don't want to forget about Nashville. And those six beautiful people killed by that wacko trans. And we haven't seen that person's manifesto yet. We have not seen her manifesto. Am I right or wrong? Yeah, you know I'm right. Nothing. Am I right? And correct me if I'm wrong. Right? So that happens. Yet it's Tennessee. Yet the trans don't care. And then this lady that is so unqualified to be the press secretary, she said, oh, the trans, they're being attacked. They're being attacked. How the insensitivity of this administration is beyond me. It's whether it's the border, whether it's the inflation. Biden is on a tour, like Steve Forbes said yesterday on the show. He said Biden's on the he's like on this how great is my economy tour. What is this guy? They think it's the third and fourth tier lifers. It's the lifelong bureaucrats. It's a shadow government. It really is. And I used to joke when I first came on the air. I said, there's a bunch of old crusty white guys, like the two Muppets, the two old Muppets. What's the series?
Stadler and Waldorf.
Yes, Stadler and Waldorf. So those guys. And they're just crusty, and they run the country, you know, in the bowels of the White House, you know, down where they go if they got a bit of nuclear attack. So, but that's not far removed. And it's not, because people say, who's running the White House? No one knows. I think I know. And it's not the Obamas. It's the third, fourth tier life bureaucrats. You call it the deep state. That's what that is. And you can't fire them because they're government employees, you know. And then it's happening at the Department of Justice. They're telling Garland what to do. Because you think of this. Stay with me for 2 seconds on this. And it all relates to this Bragg character, you know. So when you go in and all of a sudden, you know, you're not that great in the business, you can't, you know, get a job in the quote-unquote real world on Wall Street or wherever. So you go into government because it's secure and, you know, you have your days off. You don't have to really do your job because you're going to not get fired. And everybody knows that. By the way, not vilifying people, because it's a smart way to live your life. You know, is it exciting? Probably not. But now you have a power trip because now you're in a power position. You couldn't do it in the private sector, but now you'll go to government. Look, and for some reason we give these people who are not qualified all these power positions. And that's what happens down in Washington. Oh, it happens all the time in Washington. You see these people in power, whether they're judges or whether they're politicians or whether they're in the Department of Justice or whether it's Merrick Garland or whether it's Joe Biden. You got around you Secret Service. You've got planes that you like Buttigieg. Buttigieg has his own plane, and he still drives a private plane, gets on a private plane. So Bragg, here you got this, in my opinion, a slovenly thug, right? And Alvin Bragg. And he's the DA in Manhattan. Now, he got elected. It's the ultra-white, scaredy-cat Karen liberals that elected this guy. These are the same liberals that send their children in their Mercedes from these Upper East Side, you know, upper echelon beyond the people schools. And they would say, there's a Black Lives Matter rally. This actually happened. And it would drive their kids in the Benz and have the kids protest at the Black Lives Matter because, they're black people and we have to help them. How insulting is that to black people? I mean, honestly. So now that's what Bragg is. And not only that, they feel so guilty that they just drop all these felony charges. What'd the guy do? Well, he stabbed somebody in the bodega, but then the bodega guy stabbed him back. So what are you going to do? We're going to lock up the bodega guy. What? The whole country goes, what? So unqualified. He couldn't exist in a real job in the private sector. So now he's the DA, eminent, but elected. The people elected him. He has no clue what he's doing. So now he takes a minor misdemeanor charge, and he turns it into a felony. And then, like Judge Napolitano said, according to CNN, there's 30 counts. I don't care if there's one count. There's no reason to go after Trump in this regard. No, in my opinion. Professor Dershowitz is coming up momentarily. But I'm so hurt and empty, and it's a dark day in America historically, because think of if you're on the outside looking at the United States of America and where we are, starting with Afghanistan, starting with Joe Biden, actually. You know, and they vilified Trump. And they said, Trump is the guy. That's not the image we want. And all the old school, you know, Republicans hated Trump because of his personality. But I always look at the accomplishments of First Step initiatives, getting African-Americans out of jail, supporting the historic black colleges and university. Obama didn't do it, but Donald Trump did. He also created the opportunity zones in the inner city. Do you want me to keep going? My 401k was exploding, as was the construction all around. The economy was the best we've had in over 50 years. But hiring all the best people, all the right generals, firing them as well, but still, through all the chaos. You know, we were where we should be as a country. And the point I'm making is other countries were afraid of him because they thought he was nuts. And if you don't like him, you're a Trump hater. You go, you know what? I agree with them. But that's good. You got to put fear into Vladimir Putin. Why? Because he won't invade Ukraine. Oh, people. Oh, well, he tweeted this. Oh, he said, did you see what he said? Oh, my gosh, he didn't. With the virus, he didn't have a virus to... Putin was scared silly of Donald Trump. You saw it in Putin's eyes when they met, as it should be. President Xi didn't know, who is this guy with the hair and the orange? Who is this guy? Scared out of his mind. That's where you want China. Iran wouldn't even move. The whole world is imploding under this shadow government. And you complained about Donald Trump. And this ain't no Trump speech, because I like DeSantis. I think Vivek Ramaswamy's the brightest in the pack. You want to know the truth? There, I said it on the air. What? Listen to this kid talking. Young man like that, making all the sense. Run, Ramaswamy, run. So, and he's doing a great job. Nikki Haley, Mike Pence, I got no time for. Nikki Haley, sure. I like Mike Pompeo. I know you don't like Mike Pompeo.
What about Christie? Yeah. See, if he really wanted to embrace running for president, he should come out eating a sandwich. Yeah. And have it, like, drop it all over and just be like, yeah, I'm running for president. Yeah, deal with it. You know, like.
Yeah, with Alvin Bragg.
By the way, the Babylon Bee has a new article out that I think you need to read. Yeah, the headline, Progressive Christian offers new, more open, less judgmental Christianity. No, wait, it's just Satan again. And there's a quote from Satan that says, Yeah, but, almost had you this time, said Satan. I just keep packaging up sin and self-worship as a virtue, but people like that, you know? Yeah, Satan says despite being discovered, he's going to keep at it. I just have better marketing. What do you want? A narrow way or a wide way where you do what you want? Sure, the destination isn't great, but it'll be fun until we get there, I promise.
Yeah, Babylon Bee on the money.
But the previous article... Pelosi puts unbiased Republican Hillard Clintock on January 6th committee.
Please. It's so in any case, you could see all the this is a witch hunt. And I really believe if you look at the analogy I used was Michael Avenatti, because this guy was like a god, a political god. Everybody trashed Trump, but they made Avenatti the god. And as an Italian, we all went, no, not this guy, right? And then he goes and he represents Stormy Daniels. And what does he do? He ends up in jail. Everybody who goes after Trump goes down. So I think that's what's going to happen. And by the way, you know, who do we vote for? I don't know. And who do the Democrats have? I don't know. It's so long out. It's not Trump. It's Americans. It's you and it's me. I'm telling you. It's you and it's me what's going to happen. Oh, by the way, and then I did find something before we go to Professor Dershowitz, we break quarter after 9 o'clock. And I'm, you know, I was so fired up, ticked off this morning. But now settle down a little bit because I think we're going to get it. This is from CBS News from a while ago. I tweeted this out last night. So I say, fear not. It says the prospect of former President Donald Trump potentially being convicted in New York has raised an intriguing question about his bid to retake the White House. Could he still become president if he's found guilty of a crime? The short answer from a legal perspective is yes, according to experts. There is nothing in the Constitution that prevents someone who has been charged or convicted from seeking or taking office. That's from CBS News. So he could be convicted. I'm telling you, he could run. And I think that's what's going to happen. The problem is, look at, like I said, what's the outside looking in? What are they seeing in America now? Look at this unrest. You know what you do? You know what you do? Like when they went after Clinton, let me be fair here, because it wasn't about Clinton to me. And you know, someone said, oh, Clinton did this in the Oval Office. Clinton paid off Paula Jones. But it's not that. The Republicans went after Clinton and impeached him. And I thought at the time, that's so dumb. It was just a political takedown because they took out Newt Gingrich. Well, now we're going to get the president. You can't. I think you got to stop, Washington. You got to stop. You're representing us. And it's both sides. They kill each other. Stop it. That's why I listen to Vivek talk. He makes sense. But goodness gracious. And I want, I got to say this, and I'm going to say it for the record, okay? And then we'll go to Professor Dershowitz and Colonel Jacobs and the guys. I plead with folks in the Trump camp, and I plead with folks in the DeSantis camp. And I know Chris Christie's been saying things, and I don't think he should either. But the people that matter, who are going to run and who can make noise, that is DeSantis and that is Trump. Stop going after each other. Look at Ronald Reagan. Look at the grace and the measured tone of the Great Gipper. Listen to this man. You may not have agreed with him politically, but I'm telling you, I met the man, shook his hand. I could tell. I could just tell. I had very limited time with the President Reagan, but you could just tell. He, in his heart, he loved this country. He had a soul. He had a conscience. When people, he didn't help with AIDS. Oh, yes, he did. Who told him? Nancy told him. You know, because of Ron Jr., they said, hey, you got to help AIDS. Hey, look at the HIV and the AIDS problem. They finally did something about it, you know? And it was the government that wouldn't do something about it. And then that government was Dr. Fauci at the time, just saying. Just Reagan, this whole thing. If Donald Trump is going to do the perp walk, whatever happens, may I humbly submit, he should come out quietly, put his hand, like I said, his hands up, you know, hopefully not cuffed, right? And just go, I'm just play it down. I am just a victim of a horrible legal system and of a country that's gone off the rails. And I apologize if I upset anybody because I love this country so much. And that's why I'm going to run for president again. I have to take this country back. Please join me. And I'm sorry. And all of this is just a humble tone that you see from Donald Trump behind closed doors. That's the way he is when they lock your phones up at Bedminster and you do a fundraiser and there's no press. You would not recognize Donald Trump, and every single big billionaire that walks out of there says, Why can't he be like that on camera? And I know the reason, and all the women are listening, and they're going to tell me, because he is attacked incessantly and unfairly, and he feels like he has to fight back. But I got news for you. If Mr. Trump takes the humility role, I'm telling you, forget it. He'll walk in that White House. They will, because you'll make the other side look ridiculous. Kill him with kindness, Mr. President. Kill him with kindness. And DeSantis, I don't know. Does he step aside? I don't stop the attacks. By the way, you got to give credit where it's due. Ron DeSantis put a great press release about saying, look, if they try to extradite Trump out, I'm not helping out, Bragg. That was great. And then what happened? Of course, they go after DeSantis. I saw some anti-DeSantis ads. The 11th commandment, thou shalt not attack another Republican. I'm an independent. But I believe in what Ronald Reagan said, and I believe in Ronald Reagan. He was a great man, and the way he quietly, with Pope John Paul II, took down the Soviet Union, it was brilliant. And I hope that the politicians, this is a precious time. Don't get crazy. Don't get mad. Somebody calls it, why are there no protests? Because people are afraid that the DOJ is going to take them down, because that's exactly what happens. You got an illegal, illicit, and criminal Department of Justice. They will take you down. The Treasury Department will be right at your house with the IRS. Keep it quiet under the radar. Let's be strong. Let's be vigilant. But let's show humility, and we'll make them all look like the fools that they are. 920. There it is, Debbie. Trying to.
Yeah.
I tell you, it ain't easy. I'll tell you, it's okay now. But I'll tell you, last week I was in rough shape. I feel like Rodney over here. No respect at all, I'll tell you.
Good old Rodney.
Oh, we need a little Rodney, man, you know?
Yeah.
Need a little Reagan and Rodney, baby. That's it, you know? Oh, my Lord.
That's for sure. Yep, I know. Hey, it is just still unbelievable what's happening with Trump. It's just so hard to believe, you know?
It hurts. It just hurts. It's just, and again, whether you hate him or not, it just hurts. It's just I felt the same way about when they took Clinton down. You know, they went after Clinton. Yeah. I said, no, don't stop.
I know. I don't like that stuff either. I know. It's
gosh,
crazy.
Almighty. 921 on the radio, Professor Alan Dershowitz, the brilliant professor, will join us momentarily, and the good Colonel Jack Jacobs will be on the air as well. Debbie, you looking out for you on the roads on AM 970, The Answer.
Thanks, Joe. And I see volume on the Cross Bronx eastbound getting out toward Webster Avenue, inbound George Washington Bridge, still 40 minutes into the upper, but only 10 to the lower level. Outbound George Washington Bridge, you're doing some construction on the lower level. Inbound Lincoln Tunnel looks fine. Holland about 15 to 20. Watch for delays as you head over to the Van Wyck northbound, bumper to bumper up toward Atlantic Avenue. And it's pretty busy right now as you head to the New Jersey Turnpike. New Jersey Turnpike, as you exit at exit 13, it looks like an overturned tractor trailer on that ramp, and that is what's causing the delay over there. Traffic is still slowing down this morning as you take your ride to 287 eastbound, getting out toward exit 4, getting after Hartsdale, and it looks like that's an accident off on the shoulder. Partly cloudy today, high of 53. This total traffic and weather report sponsored by Route 22 Toyota, who reminds you, if you're tired of dealing with dummies, experience the smart way to buy at Route 22 Toyota.
Yeah, thank you, Debbie. Is there a better morning team? Come on. With due respect to everybody. I mean, we got Debbie Duhame. I got Al Gatula. I got Joey Sebilia. Come on. We got Kara running all the graphics. Very, very proud to be with this morning team. And, yes, Michael answering phones and Nick DeMauro Jr. So very, very proud. It's a small, you know, group, but we do the best we can for you because we love you. And I love telling you about the good things in life. I tell you, we try to take the high road. Like when I tell you about Tunnel to Towers here, I got to tell you how much I respect the Siller family through the most horrific day. Oh, gosh. When you think about September 11th, you know, 2001, and the horrific day, and I guess because we're close to Ground Zero, just a block or so away, and you could really feel it in New York. When you walk the streets, you know, there were ashes. The ashes were, you know, feet high, right? Oh, Lord, what we went through. And here the Tunnel to Towers Foundation lost their younger brother, the Siller family did, you know. Stephen Siller ran through the Brooklyn Battery Tunnel in full gear, in his fire gear, by the way, only to perish in the towers. And that's what the Tunnel to Towers 9/11 Institute is all about. Never forget. Never forget. We supply at the 9/11 Institute full curriculum units built around first-person accounts and background for teachers, plus nonfiction Discovering Heroes series of books. a speakers bureau, access to 9/11 first responders, that mobile exhibit, high-tech 83-foot tractor trailer. The kids will love this. It turns into an interactive museum. How about the Russell F. Siller Memorial Financial Scholarships being given to the children of his program recipients who are great high school students, you know, preparing for college? To never forget, we have to educate future generations. That's what the Tunnel to Towers Foundation is doing. Please donate $11 a month at T2T.org. It's T, the number 2, and then T.org. And thank you for always being there for the Tunnel to Towers Foundation.
Dr. Sebastian Gorka has strong feelings about the president.
Children lying dead at the Presbyterian Covenant School, and he talks about ice cream. Is he simply senile or evil? Does he have no soul? Is he amoral? Beyond immoral, he is amoral or senile or both?
America First with Dr. Sebastian Gorka. Afternoons at 3 and evenings at 10 on AM 970. The Answer.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and 6 kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
Joe on the radio telling you about Balance of Nature. It's fruits and vegetables in capsule form. And the best defense against any virus is your own immune system. Balance of Nature is not like ordinary vitamins that are made with synthetics. It's just natural food in a vegetarian capsule with tens of thousands of vital nutrients from 100% whole food plants, fruits, and vegetables. Now, the Howard family, Dr. Howard, who came up with this whole concept of keeping all the vital nutrients of these 100% whole food plants, fruits, and vegetables in capsule form, that is Balance of Nature, they're offering you access to your own health coach. Yeah, for free, okay? If you call 800-2468-751 and 35% off any new preferred order of Balance of Nature. 800-2468-751. Let's build up your immune system. I think we can do it with Balance of Nature. You go to balanceofnature.com. Use the discount code ANSWER.
America First with Sebastian Gorka. Coming up at 3 on AM 970. The Answer.
Professor Alan Dershowitz, Harvard Law professor, host of The Dare Show, and the author of Get Trump, The Threat to Civil Liberties, Due Process, and Our Constitutional Rule of Law. Avi, boy, did you nail it. You were ahead of the curve with your book here, sir. Thanks for joining us, Alan.
Hey, when I was 84, it was a terrible year for constitutional law. So, you know, this was a
bad day yesterday. Well, you know, please walk us through it, because we had your friends on. Arthur was on. Judge Knapp was on. Anthony Pope, my friend. We got the Dream Team legal team and headed by Avi Dershowitz from Brooklyn, New York, baby. Professor, please. What is going on? We feel empty today,
well,
sir. Please enlighten
us. Let
me
tell you what's not going on. So there is a crime that was committed yesterday, probably, right in Alvin Bragg's office, right in the building. Somebody leaked the fact that the grand jury voted to indict. That is a Class E felony under New York law.
Wow.
And it wasn't Trump, because he was taken by great surprise. And so it was probably either an assistant in Bragg's office or a member of the grand jury or a staff person of the grand jury. And he, as far as I know, he's not even investigating this felony. Instead, he's getting Trump. Here's a guy who's a Democrat. He runs for DA on the promise to get Trump.
Yeah.
Trump is running against his boss, basically the head of the Democratic Party, to be president of the United States, he darn well better have a slam dunk case. He better have a video of Donald Trump killing somebody on Fifth Avenue. I mean, if he has a little paper Mickey Mouse case in which he has to staple together a fake felony and a fake misdemeanor, it's a disgrace to the law. Now, we haven't seen the indictment. Maybe that'll be leaked also by the same person and it won't be investigated. But it certainly seems like this is one of the weakest cases in history. And to use it to go after a man who's running for president against the head of the Democratic Party is so partisan and so likely to be seen by the public as a weaponization of the criminal justice system. It's a disgrace.
And what does the president's lawyer do, Tacopino, do? Does he, like Arthur was saying, Professor, that you could say statute of limitations. You could use that because something Cuomo put in during COVID. Do we go in? Do we say there was a leak? To your point, Professor, there was a leak and we'd like a mistrial right at the onset. Can you do that?
There are so many things that can be done. First of all, this case should be moved immediately to Staten Island. In Manhattan, you get, you know, you think any judge, any juror is going to want to come home to their family and say, I'm the guy who freed Donald Trump and allowed him to become the next president of the United States. What happened to me on Martha's Vineyard is nothing compared to what would happen to a judge or a juror. So you've got to move this to Staten Island or to upstate New York, to someplace where there's a possibility, at least, that he can get a fair trial. So there'll be a lot of motions. There'll be statute of limitations motions. There'll be change of venue motions. There'll be motions to dismiss. We're just at the beginning of a long – I wish I was still teaching criminal law at Harvard. I would teach a whole course on this one case because it's such an outrageous abuse of discretion from everything we know. Now, we see the grand jury indictment. Yeah. It may be different. Now they're claiming there are 34 counts. Yeah. You know, that's like in the old days, my mother would bring a salami home for dinner and we'd have a lot of people. So you'd have to take the little salami and slice it into 34 pieces with a sharp knife. Any prosecutor can do that.
You know, before we let you go, Professor, I know you're on a tight schedule today. Yeah. Here's a guy impeached twice. I mean, and now we look at he seems to be the Teflon Don in this regard. We see Avenatti, who went after him, the Marxist said, oh, look at Avenatti's going to be the next president. This guy's in jail. Everybody that goes after Trump goes down. I mean, if we may, before we let you go, sir, your overview of how this will turn out.
Well, I think it will turn out to help him be president. I think that his mugshot will be the most popular poster since Frank Sinatra's mugshot. It'll be on every T-shirt. You know, I spoke to President Trump the other day. He called me, and I said, you ought to invest in T-shirts because your mugshot on the T-shirts can be worn by everybody.
Yeah, it's true.
Read my book, Get Trump, tells the whole story. Yeah. I predicted all of this would happen.
Yes, you did.
And you never know what's going to happen in Manhattan, whether there'll be a conviction, but ultimately it will not stand.
When I was 84, it was a very tough year. We will. Avi, thank you. Thanks for taking the time, Professor. All the very best. By the way, Professor Dershowitz, Ahead of the Curve, Get Trump is the name of the book, The Threat to Civil Liberties, Due Process, and Our Constitutional Rule of Law. Ahead of the Curve, as always. Hey, Joe on the radio, it's 9:32. The good Colonel Jack Jacobs, Medal of Honor recipient, kind enough to take some time with us to talk about that Black Hawk tragedy. That happened in Kentucky yesterday. Colonel will join us. Al is in the newsroom as we speak on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
45 degrees at 9:33. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. New York City launching the service component of its We Love NYC campaign. Mayor Adams and dozens of nonprofit leaders gathered at the Museum of the City of New York the other day to learn how they can help bolster Spread Love NYC. The city has created a webpage where volunteers can easily sign up for service opportunities, and more than 150,000 service positions are posted. NYC Services' Steph Halpin says the goal is to log at least 900,000 volunteer hours through the end of the year. JetBlue planning to cut flights to and from New York City due to the ongoing air traffic control shortage. The discount carrier slashing its summer flight schedule by 10% at New York area airports. Robin Hayes, JetBlue's CEO, says if he doesn't make those cuts, delays in and out of New York City will be 45% worse than what passengers endured last summer. The FAA says there were 350 delayed flights every day during the summer of 2022, and the news about flight schedule cuts comes after JetBlue went on a major hiring spree to get more pilots. In sports, Yankees shut out the San Francisco Giants 5-0 in the Bronx, while the Mets took care of the Marlins down in Miami 5-3 on opening day in Major League Baseball. The Devils, they skated past the Rangers 2-1 in Newark. Stuck in traffic, W. Hames got the answer.
Al, we're seeing a tough ride in both directions on the New Jersey Turnpike, exiting at exit 13, getting into Elizabeth and Linden. The problem is on that ramp, it's an overturned tractor trailer, so heavy on the north and southbound sides of the Turnpike right through Elizabeth. Let's see what's happening over on the Cross Bronx. That's tough, heading westbound out by the Deegan with an accident. Inbound George Washington Bridge, still 40 minutes to the upper level, 10 to the lower. Lincoln's okay, Holland 15. Traffic sponsored by Progressive Insurance, Progressive Commercial Insurance. Insurance flexes to fit your business's needs, from quick repairs to adjustable coverages and even payment options. Progressive Commercial makes it easy to get what you need. Quote today in as little as 6 minutes at progressivecommercial.com. Checking in on the forecast, partly cloudy today, high of 53. Tomorrow morning rain with a high tomorrow of almost 70. Sunny on Sunday, high of 51. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Thanks, Deb. Deb and I talking about Italy. We're going to Italy, in October, October 18th to the 28th. It's going to be great. I'll tell you, I got 3 days in Rome, right? And then we're going to see all the important sites like the Vatican, the Colosseum, the Forum, Trevi Fountain, a special dinner performance by yours truly. Then we fly directly to Sicily and spend 3 nights in Taormina. Next on to Taormina's Godfather tour. This is great. We're going to actually see some locations where they shot the Godfather film, right? And I want to see this Bar Vitelli where Michael Corleone asks Apollonia's father for her hand in marriage. Remember that? Right. Then we go to Palermo for 3 nights before flying back to America. Rome and Sicily. This is a very customized VIP trip. Now, Janice, we know, we talked to Donna. You want to talk to Janice and the great team at Perillo, 800-431-1515, 800-431-1515. Steve has cleared all the top hotels for us in Sicily because Sicily is much in demand these days. It's a hot spot. Everybody's going to Sicily. We've got the best of Sicily, and we're doing it the Perillo way. A stress-free escort vacation with two of the best tour guides that you will ever find, and Marco and Paolo, our dear friends. We're all going together to Rome and then Sicily. We'd love to see you there. October 18th through the 28th, 800-431-1515, or go to, please, PerilloTours.com.
Craving that signature Sunday sauce? Michael's of Brooklyn will make your place a must. Join Michael's of Brooklyn Sauce of the Month Club. Receive a different jar of Michael's of Brooklyn pasta sauce, homemade pasta and biscotti each month for 6 months. Make your home the place to be with Michael's of Brooklyn signature fresh marinara right in your home. Visit michaelsofbrooklyn.com and order online. That's michaelsofbrooklyn.com. Michael's of Brooklyn, serving the community since 1964.
This is Dennis Prager inviting you to join me for an extraordinary travel opportunity that will be the highlight of your year, maybe a highlight of your life. Mike Gallagher and I are headed back to Israel this October for the Stand With Israel tour. Join us along with our trusted partner, Inspiration Cruises and Tours, as we uncover important geopolitical sites and show you Israel's significance on the world stage. Visit StandWithIsraelTour.com to register or call 855-565-5519.
Hey, hello there. Joe on the radio. You know what? MyPillow is launching that new MyPillow 2.0 with a special buy one, get one free offer. How about that? Buy one, get one free. And it's spectacular. I sleep on it every night. I really do. Mike Lindell's got it down, man. He had the MyPillow, then he comes up with something better. You're going, how could he do that? Well, he has. He came up with this this fabric technology that helps regulate your body temperature through the night by creating a lower surface temperature for a more restful night's sleep. Whatever he did, it works miraculously, and you have a 60-day money-back guarantee. Made in America, there's a 10-year warranty on the MyPillow 2.0. It's machine washable and dryable, and Buy one, get one free. 800-651-0798. 800-651-0798. Use the promo code JOEP, please. Don't miss this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free on the new MyPillow 2.0. 800-651-0798. MyPillow.com. Use the promo code JOEP.
The Relief Factor Pain-Free Studio. Say goodbye to pain and hello to relief with Relief Factor today.
Our hosts all look like GQ models. See them now at AM970TheAnswer.com.
Well, that's kind of fake news. We don't look like GQ models. Maybe.
I'm fat.
GQ models,
just look like the letter Q, probably.
I know. Field and Stream models, maybe. You know, like that. Hey, it's 20 minutes before 10 o'clock. Colonel Jack Jacobs, kind enough to join us. He is a retired colonel in the United States Army, a Medal of Honor recipient, a Wall Street legend, all-around great guy. Jack, Colonel, welcome back to the show, sir. I know it's a sad story we want to cover here, but we do appreciate you joining us this morning.
No, thanks for having me on the show, Joe.
What happens with the helicopter crashes, Colonel Jacobs, in Kentucky? Two Blackhawks went down, and we lost nine airmen, yes?
Yeah, they were in a field training exercise, apparently, and they were practicing medical evacuations. Now, I don't know what kind of UH-60 Blackhawk helicopters they were using. There are many, many variants, including those that are specifically designed for medevac, but they could have been using any one of a wide variety of variants. One of them, the MH-60, the one that's used by the Night Stalkers for special operations, has, among other things, terrain-following radar. So they can go 50 to 100 feet above the nap of the Earth.
Wow, wow.
Stay above radar, and they won't crash. It's entirely this is nighttime now, so it's entirely possible they may have been conducting a maneuver like that with night vision goggles, and were not using or did not have terrain following radar. But it's a real tragedy. I've been in a lot of helicopters, and I was even one that crashed in combat. But it's very difficult when you see. When you see these young kids who are working really hard to defend the country and doing a dangerous job wind up in a situation like this, Joe.
Hey, Jack, you were in combat. We see it in the movies, you know, and I guess we saw some of the film in the old days watching on when you were in Vietnam. But one crashed while you were in it. Well, you were in it because they were evacuating you.
Huh? No. It was in my second tour. I was being inserted into the middle of a firefight with the Vietnamese 1st Airborne Battalion of the Airborne Division, and it got shot down, and thankfully everybody managed to survive, but it was a hair-raising experience. One other thing, by the way, about this incident.
Yeah.
The other day, typically a UH-60 will have a crew of four: a pilot, a co-pilot, and two crew chiefs. So that would be eight if they were both of them were fully loaded with the crew that they're supposed to have. There were nine casualties, so it may very well have been that one of them was a medic or simulating a passenger, or somebody who had to be evacuated on the other, or an evaluator. Sometimes, often these helicopter field training exercises will have evaluators with the unit or aboard helicopters to determine what they're doing right and what they're doing wrong. You can fly these helicopters with only one crew chief as well. So it's very difficult to tell what the complement was, but that's the complement, pilot, co-pilot, and two crews per helicopter, Joe.
Anything done to improve that? Is there something that can be done, Colonel, to improve the safety of that particular aircraft, do you think?
Yeah, well, like I said, the later variants of this aircraft, and there's something like 15 or 20 separate variants.
Wow.
The latest versions of these aircraft have all kinds of sophisticated navigation and control. Some of them fly by wire, capability and so on that greatly reduces the possibility of collisions, mistakes by pilots, and so on. Technology is rapidly outstripping our capability to even use it, and we're constantly thinking of new ways to use this technology to make things, make our troops more effective and also safer, Joe.
Yeah, it is so scary, and we appreciate you taking the time with us, Colonel. Looking at the story here out of Fort Campbell, said the two HH-60 Black Hawk helicopter, part of the 101st Airborne Division, crashed about 10 o'clock Wednesday in Trigg County in southwest Kentucky. The 101st Airborne confirmed the crash about 30 miles northwest of Fort Campbell. Jack, just to bring it home, if I may, before we let you go, sir. So you're in a helicopter. What side? That was a small chopper. They would take you out. They would drop you in and take you out back in the Nam days. They look small from what we see on, you know, on our television screen. But was it tight quarters in those helicopters that you got that shot? You were in that got shot down?
Well, they look small, principally because they were small. These were UH-1 Iroquois, first generation of modern helicopters, terribly underpowered, most of them, going into a hot landing zone that was under fire, mortar rounds going in and so on. And I'll tell you the story really, really quickly because in retrospect, of course, it's a bit amusing that the helicopter then turned upside down and landed on the rotor head.
Was thrown
clear, lost my weapon, but there were lots of weapons on the ground. In any case, some chase helicopters came in with Cobras shooting up the area to keep the bad guys' heads down, and another Huey to collect up the crew and me to go back to a safe area. And I'm lying on the ground, and they're waving for me to get on the helicopter to evacuate from this. I don't forget, I'm just going into this place.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, I'll get in that helicopter, go back to the base area, and then a few hours later, turn around and fly right back in here. That doesn't make any sense. I'll just stay here. I'll just stay here.
Colonel, you know, also, before we let you go, you know, we see and we read what you went through in the battle. God bless you. God bless you, Jack. I swear to goodness gracious, what you did saving lives, dragging your fellow soldiers, you know, out of harm's way. Did you call for air? Did you tell me you called in air support? And did the air support not come in while you were in that firefight where you deservedly won? You received that Medal of Honor. What did you call for air support there?
Yeah. Yeah, in 1968, yes. But, you know, there was so many enemy on the ground with anti-aircraft machine guns. It was too much fire and drove off the air support. And we were a light infantry unit, 2nd Battalion, 16th Regiment of the 9th Infantry Division, and didn't have very much artillery. Even the artillery we had were only 105-millimeter artillery pieces. So we didn't have very much support of any kind. And, you know, at the point of decision, it's all on the ground and up close. Typically, anybody who's been in combat will tell you that.
God bless you. Colonel, thanks for enlightening us always this morning. And thanks for your service, Jack. So proud to know you, man. And can't wait to see you in person again. Colonel, thank you for joining us on the radio always.
Thanks, and thanks for being my pal, Joe.
Yes, sir, Colonel. My honor. Colonel Jack Jacobs, a great man. Man, I'll tell you what. And a shout-out to all our Vietnam veterans. You know, that's my generation. Went in there, heat of the battle. Imagine that calling for air cover. You know, and not so much. Jack was not a colonel at the time, but he was just fighting. And you Google Colonel Jack Jacobs, and you can see what he went through. And he received the Medal of Honor so deservedly. Hey, Joe on the radio, 947. I'm telling you what, I'm going to head on down to Florida and then coming right back, though. We have a big day on Monday. Oh, it's going to be a wild trip, but it's going to be a whirlwind, and I'll let you know. And how the plane goes. And I don't even, and you know what? We're going to go on a plane. It's such a hassle flying anymore. Al, can you get the private jet for Daddy? Can you call in air for me?
Sorry. Wow. Can't do it. So sorry.
Not so much. I said, man.
Can't even get you a private bicycle. You have to share on a tandem bike. People commuting on bike.
I'm telling you, and also, you know, it's a nonprofit. It's for Make-A-Wish, and you don't want to spend the money. So I changed flights, and that cost a lot less. And so we're just going to go down there work, but I'll be with a great band down there, and we're going to have some fun tomorrow night. So I'll keep you posted. Coming right back, I'm going to do this all over again on Monday. And then you say Donald Trump he will be in New York. Where does he fly in? Private? He goes to Morristown. He flies into Morristown? No, he'll probably fly into Teaterboro, right? And
no, he'll fly
in wherever you would fly in. Yeah. Beyond the people.
Beyond the people.
Teterboro is the only place I fly.
No. Or someplace in the, maybe in LaGuardia or Kennedy, right? You're saying now?
You would think that Trump has like a private place that he could fly into, though. All the property he has.
Yeah, I thought it's Morristown because you go to Bedminster. That was quick. You know, Morristown has a great airport over there. But in New York, he goes in, and just think of the craziness, and we'll be on the air, craziness when Trump comes in to New York. They're going to follow the Trump plane landing. They're going to follow the entourage coming in, and you know what? Even though it's a dark day, think about when, if I may, before we break, when Trump got impeached twice. They went after him. Remember the Zelensky phone call? How bizarre was that? And look what's happening now in the administration. But just think back, and he just deflected everything and lasted through everything. And by the way, you know, not a political statement. What scares me and what makes me empty inside this morning after this indictment by this guy that refuses to get crime under control in New York, that refuses to care about fellow citizens in New York, that refuses to care about people who work in New York, pay a fortune just to stay in New York to work. They don't care. You know, what really makes me feel empty, if it happened to Trump and it happened to everybody else that we hear that from the DOJ, it's going to happen to you. It could happen to you, and it can happen to me. Just simple as that. That's what we've become. We've come this Marxist a country, and in 3 short years, this is what they want. They just want total control, and they'll come if they want. I'm telling you, if they're going after Trump, they're going to go after you next, and me too. Scary. Hey, one day they'll open the microphone up. You know, I'll be gone. I'll be in the jail cell. Right, Deb? I said, hey, where's Joe? No. I don't know. What happened to him?
No. Oh, have a good time in Florida. Make a wish is great.
You know, you meet the kids. Oh, it's a heartbreak. And they raise a lot of money there in Orlando. So I'm proud to be down there. So off and running. And we'll be thinking about you. I'll be back next week. And then we're going to go to Calandra's. You're coming to Calandra's, Deb? You're going to be there?
May 20th.
Gonna be, yeah, that's fun. That's going to be like a fun club date. Yeah, we're going to have some fun. And we'll just rip it up over there. Hey, Debbie, thank you as always. Talk to you on Monday, 9:51. Have a great weekend. How are we doing traffic-wise right now?
I'll tell you what's happening, and have a great weekend, everybody. We're going to see what's happening as you head to the inbound George Washington Bridge, down to a 20-minute delay, finally easing out here at the George Washington Bridge. Lincoln Tunnel looks okay. Holland about 10. The outbound George Washington Bridge, lower level. Watch for some construction, though. Let's go to the Van Wyck. It's been busy all morning. Northbound still moving slowly up and out toward Atlantic Avenue. Heading over to 9D southbound at Old State Road into Wappingers Falls. It's an accident over there to deal with. And over on Tunnel Ave, northbound into North Bergen, a down traffic signal. Major problems continue on the New Jersey Turnpike. The New Jersey Turnpike heavy in both directions in the car and truck lanes. Exiting at exit 13 into Elizabeth, it's an overturned tractor trailer right on the ramp. This total traffic and weather report sponsored by Route 22 Toyota, who reminds you, if you're tired of dealing with dummies, experience the smart way to buy at Route 22 Toyota.
The Secular Crew sees another cover-up.
Two Yemeni individuals on the terrorism watch list were picked up at the southern border, and the Customs and Border Patrol announced it. DHS, Department of Homeland Security, has it taken down. The FBI, take that announcement down. Now we know why. Because they didn't want out there that the southern border is so porous that terrorists are entering through the southern border.
Secular. Afternoons at 4, right before Katz and Cosby at 5 on AM 970. The Answer.
Well, folks, now you don't have to wait for Sunday to hear the radio show that has stood New York on its collective ear. Hear John Catsimatidis every weekday evening at 5, right here. It's the Catman, with the truth about what's happening in your neighborhood.
Katz and Cosby.
Every weekday night at 5, here on AM 970, The Answer.
Oh.
A Climate Change with Matt Matern explores all angles of fighting climate change and helping our environment. Matt also explores changing the climate of our political dialogue and helping to unite and heal this nation. A Climate Change is a one-hour talk-focused show hosted by Matt Matern, a highly experienced employment and environmental attorney who talks issues with today's top authors and influential personalities. Sunday nights at 8 on AM 970, The Answer.
This is Carol Platt Liebau for townhall.com. In sobering news for our country's future, a new Wall Street Journal poll says our national values have shifted radically over the last 25 years. In 1998, 70% of Americans deemed patriotism very important, and 62% said the same of religion. Now, only 38% find patriotism very important, and only 39% said the same of religion. The share of Americans who hold child-rearing and hard work as very important values has also fallen dramatically. Young Americans are the least religious, least patriotic, and least committed both to hard work and to having children. Not surprisingly, they're also more anxious and depressed. It's sad for them, and a resounding failure on the part of all of us charged with equipping them for lives of meaning and purpose. We need to turn the ship around. Fast.
publicpolicy.pepperdine.edu.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or odyssey.com.
It's the AM970 Weather Answer Forecast.
A little bit of a breezy day in store, starting with some sunshine, but then showers arrive later this afternoon as our high hits 56 degrees, and then that rain is going to continue tonight into tomorrow, becoming thunderstorms that could also bring some strong winds up to 40 to 45 miles per hour. Low tonight's going to be 54, and then we'll see a high of 70 tomorrow. And tomorrow afternoon, we're going to see the sunshine poke out a little bit just before sunset. On Sunday, we're looking at sunny skies, 52. I'm Jeff Nordine on AM 970, The Answer.
All right, did you take your relief factor yet? Hello, 800-4-RELIEF. I know, working our way to Mike Gallagher, and Mike knows relief factor works. You get 800-4-RELIEF on your phone. You can talk to folks, find out about Relief Factor, find out about the resveratrol, the Icarian, the botanical fish oils, all the great things that are in Relief Factor that I think will stop your pain. It's 100% drug-free, you know. Oh, yeah. So if you go to ReliefFactor.com, call 800-4-RELIEF, get the three-week quick start. It's only $19.95 to see if we can get you out of pain. All right, and when I tell you hundreds of thousands have tried Relief Factor, 70% go on to order more. That's a huge percentage. So call 800-4-RELIEF or go to pleasereliefffactor.com.
The Relief Factor Pain-Free Studio. Say goodbye to pain and hello to relief with Relief Factor today.
Mike Gallagher is next on AM 970, The Answer.
Hello world, hear the song that we're singing.
What?
Come on, get happy.
What?
A whole lot of love and
what is this?
Those are your flower children.
We'll make you happy.
The theme to the Partridge Family. You know who's 90 today? Shirley Jones.
Wow, 90. Wow. Who was that? What's the boy singer there?
David Cassidy.
What's the boy singer?
And no, I am not Danny Bonaducci.
the boy
David Cassidy, you're Reuben Kincaid. You are the living embodiment of the manager of the Partridge Family.
Joe says I'm not Danny Bonaducci.
Yeah, that's it. Well.
Danny had a radio. Jay was good on radio. He did.
Danny was a little
in a couple of markets, Philadelphia, Seattle.
Yeah, he did. I was on with him in Chicago, I believe I was. Oh, what a day. What a day. Guys, thank you so much. I tell you, I'm so
welcome.
Proud to be.
Definitely.
I'm proud to be with Albert and with Joe.
Have a
and
safe
Debbie.
Flight squeezing in that seat there.
Oh, my God. I'll have a lot of stories on Monday. But stay tuned.
People, stay away.
Please don't.
Don't even breathe in my direction. Forget about looking at me.
You're making eye contact. I am very bothered by that. Please stop.
You're quite slovenly, sir. Move over.
Slovenly, my word for the week. Oh, my gosh. Thank you, Al. Thank you, Joe. Great show, Joey.
Definitely.
We'll do it on Monday. We'll walk you through the week. We'll laugh. We'll have fun. But I'm telling you, serious time in the United States. trying to take away everything that you and I stand for, and we're going to fight it tooth and nail in a peaceful manner, and we will prevail. Debbie, thank you. Kara, thank you. And thank you, Michael. Merch going to podcast the show. Make it a great weekend if you can. You know why. Because you deserve it.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.